Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. New location just opened up end of February at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have in store today, Bill?
Don't be alarmed. It's going to be very intimidating today.
Oh,
when you walk into the lobby, it's a one-day lobby. But it's a full-time affair now. They're moving that. They'll move it from the lobby today to out back. That's incredible what Steve's doing with that. He wants honey for everyone. He's going to be a beekeeper. So they're going to. So they brought the hives into the hives have been brought into the lobby today.
You're
and everyone
me.
Who comes into banks has to put the full beekeeper outfit on.
They do.
Yeah, you know the a helmet type thing is out
cool,
of screen.
It's a cool helmet.
It's a, and you're all. So whenever you come in, everyone's got to put one on, mm-hmm. and they get hands-on experience with the bees, and then do their banking. And then Steve will move everything that outside where they've planted a great alfalfa field out back. And there's space right
there
out back.
There is an alfalfa back?
Yeah, Steve planted it this weekend. And so they're going to be able to raise bees out there, which is going to get honey for the kids. Honey for the kids.
This is all happening today in Creighton.
So, but when you go in there, don't be alarmed. You're not going to get stung.
How could you not be alarmed?
You're not going to be stung. Imagine that right away.
But they will have a hazmat suit for you.
Absolutely. They'll have that.
With the screen helmet.
And they'll be in there. And Schindler will lead them through and let them know what's going on, how the bees are going to raise. So fresh honey will be available at the Creighton lockers where you can pick up. It's free. Free of charge. You can stop and get one bottle. You get one bottle a month per family.
Really?
Yeah, one bottle a month per family at the Creighton Locker.
Honey's good.
Honey's really good.
Underrated.
Yeah,
it is.
So Steve's going to do that. And also, they're going to have some. They're already going to have some honey there today. So they're also making toast.
So you can get toasted.
Yeah, toast. Put some honey on it.
Butter.
Yes, some butter. Yes. Butter.
And drinks.
Tam will have coffee.
Tam.
Yes, we'll have coffee.
Tam.
Yes.
I find myself pondering Schindler a lot. I do. I ponder.
That's a good person to ponder.
Yeah, he's interesting to me.
He's been whisked away in a black
motorcade.
He's a big deal.
We had footage of that, too. We saw the footage of the motorcade.
Thank you for the breakers to get us that footage.
He's a big deal.
But imagine getting in there today, and all of a sudden he's a beekeeper. He's a honey farmer. That's what he is.
He's very inventive.
Very inventive. A lot going on.
I want to stay in the moment. I'm always doing this where I think about what he's going to do tomorrow. Yeah. No, just stay in the
enjoy
bees.
The yeah, bees.
Stay in the
today.
Moment. Stay with the bees. I would tell you.
The power of bees is unreal. What the bees do, the pollination stuff, it's pretty incredible. You have to have bees.
I'm just going to give voice to something that's I'm just going to give voice to this. It's not a knock on Steve. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put that suit on. I think this is the day I'd say I'll just come back tomorrow.
Wow. The first time in a while.
I'm giving voice to something that's very real, okay?
I think I'd put it on. I'd go in. Well, I know Jake would go in.
I'd go. I'd do
Jake would go in. Bella would go.
I need to get a cashier's check, but I can do it tomorrow.
I'll do it tomorrow.
The constant buzzing of the bees just might drive you crazy.
It's not the constant buzzing. It's just I don't want to change clothes.
You don't change clothes.
No, you
put
it over. It goes over the top. There's no disrobing going on.
Jeez. It's not a football uniform. It's a suit.
It just slides over the top. You step into it. What are you talking about? Disrobing. No.
You don't need to take anything off.
Okay.
Are you back in now? There's nothing inappropriate being done there.
Come on, Tom.
All right, Steve. All right, well, that sounds fun.
It's a big day.
Yeah. It's in Creighton.
That's right.
Creighton, you drive north. Like, how would you get there?
Just drive through Norfolk. Keep going north.
Just get to Norfolk.
Just get to Norfolk.
So go to Columbus.
You got to veer left. You got to veer west a little bit. You're going to go through Pierce.
In Columbus.
Yeah. Go with that. You've already been through. That's after Columbus. That's after Columbus, yes. Yes. You're not real aware, are you?
No, he's struggling. Okay.
Columbus is about as far as you can go north, isn't it? You get disoriented.
There's north beyond Columbus, Nebraska? Yeah.
All right.
The state goes farther north.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
Midwest Bank, our proud sponsor of Hour 2. On Early Break, 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. So we're watching the game on Friday, Nebraska against Indiana, which is a rout. Huskers blowout.
God, they played well, didn't they?
17-0 run to end the first half. Tomonaga was lights out in that. And again, he took the game over.
He did again, didn't he?
He did. And it took the announcers, you know, if you watch it was Brandon Gaudin and Robbie Hummel, just they could not believe what they were watching. The deep three at halftime to take the big lead. In the course, second half, they pull away also. He didn't take over the game against Illinois. There was moments he looked good, but he had 18 points. I think he was 2 of 9 on threes in that game.
I think if you watch that game, I think I'm right about this. They had Shannon on him most of the time, Terrence. And he's a great defender.
Length.
Yeah, I think Shannon, I know we're going to talk about Tomonaga. I just want to say one more time about Shannon. I think he might be the best offensive player in the league and the best defensive player in the league. I mean, you don't usually get that.
Yeah, you don't get that.
No, he's a dog. He's a DOG.
Yeah. This is a classic example of everything went right for Nebraska.
In the first half.
First half. I mean, what was the score?
51-4.
What was Bryce Williams in the first half?
Against Indiana or Illinois? Against Indiana.
Okay. I'm sorry.
He started the whole thing
so
off.
That score at halftime, Nebraska was up 50-27 on Friday night. 50-27.
We were up 50-27 at halftime.
We haven't even talked about this, the head coach for Indiana got booted.
He got ejected.
And he just walked out on purpose.
He didn't fight it. He just walked out of the arena.
I remember saying, like, what's he arguing about? His team's playing horrific. It's not like I wouldn't be on the officials, like it's on you.
I had the feel he just wanted to leave. Yeah.
I think he just wanted to leave.
It was like seven minutes left in the game.
And he just kind of got ejected and just walked out.
Somebody, you guys would have to convince me why Woodson's the man for that job. Somebody's going to have to convince me.
I don't think he is.
Somebody's going to have to convince me.
Say, yeah, we coached really bad and we played really bad. NIT, right? No. We're above that. We're not doing
that's
that.
That's a bad
We got to recruit. Yeah. They keep saying how these two guys were new and somebody else have had a great year in terms of from last year to this year. They've jumped up points per game, but they're still missing something. That team, they've got talent, they've got athleticism, but there's something missing.
They can't shoot outside.
He should be so much better. He's an NBA player. He just doesn't bring it all the time.
Hold on. There's one thing that's very identifiable that's not conjecture. They don't shoot the ball well outside at all. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country.
It's just clank city.
Yeah, they can't shoot it.
They were 5 for 20 in that game. Yeah. Nebraska was 14 for 32.
Made 14.
So, I mean, Nebraska killed them three times. They beat them by double digits three times this year.
14, 15, and whatever that was the other night.
They won by
14, by 15.
27 points. Yeah. Won by 27 points.
It was over about 5 minutes into it. You guys tell
it was over.
Indiana had no fight in them. None.
But that's the power, though, of Tomonaga. So Bryce Williams was great starting off that game. Tomonaga gets hot, and you can't stop Nebraska when he's hot. And so that's what you talk about in the tournament. If Tomonaga gets hot against Texas A&M,
oh god,
good luck.
Yeah, that's the key. If he can get on one of those heaters, it's 100%. They got obviously a much better chance to win. But man, we'll see. Now, see the thing I'd look at, like if I'm scouting A&M today, I would just see, do they have a guy that can run that can face guard Casey? that can – do they have a guy with a
I would say they do. And I don't know their roster, right. but I would bet when you play the teams that they've – and beat teams that they've yeah. played, they probably have some good defenders.
I'd look at that number one. Do they have a long-rangey forward guard that can stay with Casey? Because that's what teams are doing yeah. now. They will literally guard him 94 feet. I mean, in case they still gets it done somehow. But anyway, that's what I'd look at first.
I mean, it's the first game in 3 months where you're not playing a conference foe. So these right, are all yeah. those are all teams that have seen Tominaga once, twice a season, or even last year. These right. Big Ten teams, they right. know how they should defend him. Well, A&M might have an idea, but they have never faced Tominaga.
The question will be this. In the Big Ten, they are really rough with Casey. They let defenders right. pretty much assault him at times. And that I don't think will happen in the NCAA tournament. I think he's going to feel a freedom that he doesn't feel in the Big Ten, which obviously would work to his advantage. Yeah. I think. You never know exactly how a game is going to be officiated, but in the Big Ten, man, they let guys be physical with Casey. He plays through it. He's funny because he's a happy-go-lucky kid. But he must be pretty tough, too.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He must be pretty tough. Because he gets
he drives
around.
The lane all the time.
He drives the lane and he gets smacked around away from the ball. He gets smacked around away from the ball. But anyway, he was magnificent. That last part of the game on Friday night was ridiculous. 17-0 run.
Yes,
it was over. Fred at halftime. Well, we got to play better defensively. Yeah. Like, Fred, come on.
Give up 27.
I appreciated that. Yeah. I like that from Fred. Oh, he's not trying to get. He's like, listen, these guys. Nebraska was up 20 on Indiana on the road, and it got down to 3 points quickly. He's like, but that can't happen.
Oh, yeah, you were freaking out.
I was freaking out.
Oh, yeah, on the text line
that's
that
one you called over also.
Yeah, you were freaking out.
That's right. That was the last time it happened. Now it ended up working in your favor.
Yeah, that text line was incredible that night.
A lot of profanity.
Yeah, that was a lot of profanity.
I flipped Sip off the
text line.
He did.
There was a lot of...
Four words in a row.
Yeah, in a row. And F-bombs. Worked out for you, though.
Bella looked up. You should see Jake on the text line sometime.
It is
wildly inappropriate.
Cool hand Jake.
Wildly.
I cuss the most of anybody in the text line.
Yes.
Of our text line.
Yeah. Very inappropriate.
Yeah, sometimes.
I always tell Laura, don't look.
Please don't look at my phone right now for your own sake of the text line. 402-464-5685. Regarding Indiana, someone says, bad coaching. Indiana should have fired Woodson for sure.
Well, they won five in a row. See, that's the thing about Nebraska's win. Nebraska beat a team Friday night. They led a team 50-27 at halftime that had won five in a row. That Indiana team had won five straight. They're not that bad. That freshman they have, Mbakpe, he's a dude.
He's good.
Yeah, he didn't have a good year. He came on late. He didn't have a good year, but he came on late, and he was, you can see, he's a problem. But Jake, you're right. They have, like, a good bunch of talent.
Yes, they're athletic.
But they can't shoot outside.
A lot of palms up.
And they can't shoot it. They can't shoot it outside. So that's it. I don't know. And I don't know why they're bringing Woodson back.
But it was nice. We had watched, you know, that Indiana Penn State game the night before, and our thoughts all were Nebraska should beat both these teams easily, and they crushed Indiana like they should have.
Crushed
a team that's playing good basketball.
So I thought Nebraska's on a heater. Then they go into the Illinois game and they're winning by 11 at half. And I thought they're in great position. I was startled the second half by what was happening. I was, all joking aside, I couldn't believe it. I mean, Illinois turned on the Jets to such a level what did Underwood say at halftime?
I don't know if he. Whatever he says isn't going to be the big part of it. They just had enough ability when they decided
to go. Oh, I know.
They could go.
Yeah, and I'm of that mind, too. There's no magic.
He
got after him, probably.
He got him refocused. But it was like when you're watching the game in the second half like that, it wasn't like, well, how is this happening? It's like, well, it's pretty easy to see what's happening. I mean, it was like they were going to the rim. They were playing better. The shots were not available. They turned it up, and it was like, wow.
They went to another level.
They did. Down 15 to up 15.
Yeah.
That's a level you can't even explain.
But that's why you look at Illinois. That's, again, I don't think they'll win it all. There's something missing that they won't win it all. But that team has so much offensive talent. And when they want to play defense and they stack with that offense, they are damn hard for anyone to beat. And that second half was what happened.
Yeah, their offense is Shannon, Domask, and Hawkins. Those three guys are all good.
Well, then they had Goody off the bench make four threes in the second half.
Oh, God, yeah. If that happens.
Luke Goody, four threes in the second half.
So Kellogg said this is Kellogg, and I don't know. I wonder sometimes how much those guys know because they have to pay attention to the whole country. I just don't know how if they mix up teams. But he said if they play defense, they can win it all. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about win it all, but – They are pretty good. But again, a team without a point guard, though. You know, they don't play with a point guard. They don't really have a point guard. I guess maybe like Shannon has that role a little bit.
He can play that role,
I think so.
He had 40 points.
Big Ten record.
13 for 16 on free throws. He had
40 points.
5
Big
and 9
Ten tournament
threes.
Record.
Yeah, he was good against Wisconsin again, 30-plus points yesterday.
Yeah, he's a load. I mean, he's, like you said, Jake, that was a good description. He's a missile.
He's a missile.
But he can shoot it, too. So he's a problem. He can shoot the three
5 for 9 on threes against Nebraska.
Yeah.
And he makes a bunch of free throws. He had 16 free throw attempts in the game.
Can I tell you something interesting about college basketball?
Oh, please do, Bill.
I have something. Can I raise my hand?
Yes.
Please do.
So I watched late night Saturday, University of Texas Arlington versus Grand Canyon in the championship
game. Very interesting to me that you were watching that game.
I watched it very closely. If you, and I don't know any names, and if you would have grabbed all three of us, and just said, okay, and you just changed the jerseys to Marquette and Clemson, you wouldn't have known the difference.
Really?
When I'm watching them up and down the court, and athletes, their bodies, what they looked like, how they were moving, how they were shooting, it was like, I mean, Grand Canyon's really good. Texas Arlington, I mean, you wouldn't know the difference. If you just flipped the jerseys, you'd have no idea.
So what's the differentiator?
And what I wanted to bring up was like, if UTEP – in New Mexico State, put on Alabama and Georgia's uniforms and went out and played, you would know within 4 seconds. That is not Alabama and Georgia. That is not them. That is not them. When these guys are out there, if you switch jerseys, you wouldn't know. I'm telling you, the amount of talent that is running around on these courts is remarkable.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It is so remarkable.
Even at those teams.
About those teams. Zero NIL. New Mexico rolled through the Mountain West and won the Mountain.
Was that New Mexico?
New Mexico State.
New Mexico.
That's Richard Pitino?
Yes. Pitino won the conference.
Yes.
And they beat San Diego State.
They have six teams in. I think they have six teams in.
Big East, three teams. Mountain West, six teams. And by the way, the Big East, Their three teams are all top three seeds. UConn's a one seed, Marquette's a two seed, Creighton's a three seed, and nobody else got in from the Big East.
Seton Hall didn't get in.
No, St. John's.
St. John's didn't get in.
But it's just remarkable when you watch them, you go, whoa, wow. Athletes. They are a good-looking team.
So what separates the teams then? Why aren't they like Alabama? Because they don't shoot it as well? Alabama leads the nation in scoring.
Well, I'm just talking about
the, but I get what you're saying. Like, I do get what you're saying.
You don't get the you don't turn a football game on and go, man, I can think New Mexico State, they'd hang in there against Alabama. No. Mm-mm. But
you see it in football.
If you watch Grand Canyon and you watch them play, and if they play a two seed, you're going like, better watch out.
Interesting.
And so it's just interesting when you watch these teams.
No, it is interesting.
And all these players that New Mexico, they're not getting anything. Nevada, they're getting nothing. NIL. There's no NIL at those places. Not. No, maybe get an extra $300 a month. Yeah, that type of thing.
Grand Canyon, if you're curious, is a 12 seed playing 5 seed St. Mary's. If they were to win, they would play the winner of Alabama and Charleston in the second round. But all these teams.
You watch them. It's not like, oh man, this is going to be a joke. Nope. You watch some of these games. It's remarkable how good some of these teams are.
We just saw a 16 seed. Beat Purdue last year. Yeah. FDU. Yeah. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Utah State's a what seed?
8 seed.
8 seed? How about this? Utah State's an 8 seed. Think about this. They made it to the tournament last year. Zero returning points.
Zero.
Zero. That's who they returned to their team. Not one person had scored a point for Utah State that was in the tournament last
year.
Kidding me. Their whole roster was flipped. And they come back.
Weird.
And they're an 8 seed.
We're good.
They're starting point guards at Creighton now.
That's right.
Oh, Ashworth. Yeah. Ashworth.
Imagine Ashworth.
Ashworth.
Not Ashford.
Imagine
Ashworth.
He was at Stephen Ashworth at Utah State. They're probably a 6 or a 5 seed.
So they blew out that roster.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's just, incredible.
Omaha field, real quick. Omaha is going to be buzzing. ISU is in Omaha.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
That'll be nuts.
Drake is there.
Drake.
South Dakota State is there.
Yep. It'll fill it.
Oh, yeah. That place is going to be buzzing. Those people from
Illinois travels better than anybody.
There you go. Illinois is there, too. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's going to be – that Omaha is going to be alive. Alive.
It will be alive.
Yes. I'm serious.
And so will Memphis, people in Ames, Tennessee.
Those people in Ames will flood Omaha.
Yeah, it'll be nuts.
They'll flood it. Yeah.
There you go. Memphis also will be buzzing for the Huskers.
Oh, there'll be a ton of Nebraska.
Corvallis
fans.
Might be buzzing too for the women's team.
This is a time also. It's like, hey, has there ever been a bigger call to Husker fans to get to a basketball game in the history of basketball?
Get to Memphis. Get to Memphis.
They're playing Texas A&M.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're not going there, go to Corvallis.
Trev A&M. Yeah.
Trev A&M.
Yeah.
And Twitter is in all
alive.
Its glory.
It's alive.
Yes.
Congratulations, Fred and Amy.
When we come back, I want to revisit Tom Crean again. Also, a big move in the NFL. It's a big story.
Are you going to revisit Crean?
And we will.
And then what are you going to do with the NFL?
There's a big trade on Saturday. Pickett's
that
old
really
team.
Wasn't the
Pickett's
big news.
Old team.
That wasn't the big news.
On early break on the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Life is unpredictable. But preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.